From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Barack Obama and his Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, officially unveiled the administration's latest revamping of its financial rescue package today. It's being billed as a three-pronged effort to draw private investors into a partnership with a new federal entity that could eventually buy up to $1 trillion worth of bad assets that are weighing down banks' books. The president acknowledged, while not a panacea for what ails the financial markets, he believes it is a critical step.
It's not going to happen overnight. There's still great fragility in the financial systems, but we think that we are moving in the right direction.
Among other things, a new public-private investment program will provide financing for $500 billion in purchasing power to buy up so-called toxic assets. That means the government and the private sector would share risk. Finally, competitive auctions would be used to set appropriate prices for those assets. Wall Street liked the plan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 497 points today, ending the session at 7,775, a gain of nearly 7%. The S&P 500 gained 54 points. There was good news in the beleaguered housing industry today. Reports said sales of existing homes rose unexpectedly in February. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
The National Association of Realtors said home sales rose 5.1% to an annual rate of about 4,700,000. Economists had expected sales to fall. The median sales price was also up slightly in February compared to the month before. Still, the association said that prices are down 28% from their all-time high in July 2006. The organization also said the number of unsold homes on the market rose, and it said a high number of the sales are foreclosed properties, which usually sell for less. The housing market has been helped in part by falling mortgage rates. The Federal Reserve has been pumping hundreds of billions of dollars into the market by purchasing mortgage-backed securities issued by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
A new study shows eating a lot of red meat may increase the likelihood of dying from heart disease and cancer. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The increased risk of death from heart disease and cancer associated with eating lots of red meat is modest, according to researchers, and the findings fit with prior research. People who eat the highest levels of red and processed meats are about 20% more likely to die of cancer compared to people who eat less than 5 ounces per week. With heart disease, researchers found heavy red meat consumption increased the risk of death for men by about 27% and for women about 50%. The study included some 545,000 adults who were surveyed about their eating habits. The major drawback of the study is that it relies on people's memories, which are not always accurate. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has questioned the findings. They say it is hard to draw conclusions based on surveys of large populations. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil prices rose $1.73 a barrel. This is NPR. Investigators probing a fatal plane crash in Montana yesterday that claimed the lives of 14 people, including a number of children, say they are trying to determine whether that plane was overloaded. Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board said the plane was likely designed to carry a total of 10 people, including two pilots. Of the 14 people aboard, 7 were children. The turboprop left Oroville, California, was headed for Bozeman, Montana, but changed course to Butte, where it went down as it was coming in for a landing. Officials say the plane did not have a cockpit voice or data recorder and was not certified to carry commercial passengers. The passengers were on a ski vacation. A spring snowstorm that could bring up to 18 inches of snow to the eastern half of Wyoming is shutting down businesses, schools, and highways. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
Hundreds of miles of Interstate 80, 90, and 25 in eastern Wyoming are closed due to snowfall, high winds, and numerous crashes. The Wyoming Department of Transportation's Dave Kingham says winds of 40 miles an hour and gusts over 50 are making travel conditions hazardous.
It's not so much the quantity of snow that's fallen so far that's causing the problem, but it's the blowing and poor visibility.
Kingham says a number of other roads are closed throughout the state. Over 75 crashes have been reported. A blizzard warning remains in effect for eastern Wyoming and western South Dakota until noon Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Laramie.
National Weather Service officials are keeping a close eye on the Red River near Fargo, North Dakota. Already officials say the river is several feet above flood stage and there's more rain in the forecast. They say the river is not expected to crest until Friday. It's expected the river could reach a record 40 feet later this week. As a result, a dike protecting the city is being raised. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.